frankly, I don't think there's any surprises in your platform for the North. But is there anything in particular you see of value to Timmins James Bay?
Well, one of the things that I think is really important is after we saw the disaster at Laurentian and the failure of the Liberals to stand up, is that it's not good enough just to elect people who are going to represent the National Party interest because they don't understand Northern Ontario. We put together a Northern Ontario platform that really is a roadmap of where we need to go. We have a number of key issues in the North. For example, immigration is going to play a huge role, but we also need to encourage Francophone immigration. So that's different than other regions. The importance of transportation, of getting the Fed back at the table on the Northlander, will make a huge difference. The broadband issue has been killing us in the North with the fact that the government won't initiate caps on the cell fees. It's just we can't compete unless we have better broadband. So we are committed to standing up, showing up, and fighting for Northern Ontario. People know when you vote New Democrat, you're going to get people who fight like hell for the region.
Okay, now you got into that comment by mentioning Laurentian, but education is a provincial matter, is it not?
It's been fascinating to see how when Laurentian went into trouble, the Liberal MPs were told about it, did nothing. There would have been possibility of bridge financing. The minister told us if she'd been told, she would have stepped up to help Laurentian. What happened at Laurentian has been a disaster for the North. And now, 3 weeks into the campaign, the Liberals are saying, oh no, honest, trust us, we're going to give you some money for post-secondary. Nobody's buying that. There is a federal element in post-secondary education. There always has been. And if the government of Justin Trudeau had focused on supporting the North, we wouldn't be in this crisis in Laurentian.
So throwing money at it now is like closing the gate after the horse is out.
Well, the damage has been done. And when we look at the money that they've been announcing in Sudbury, it's nothing this year. Next year, it's some money spread all across the country. It's not focused on what the needs were at Laurentian. That's why you need people who are saying, we get the importance of post-secondary in Northern Ontario. We will be playing whatever role we have to play, whether it's Northern College, College Boreal, that do receive federal funds. Let's support post-secondary education so our young people don't have to leave.
Anything you want to add to any of this?
The other element that I think is really important is the need to start looking at the sustainability lens for our resource sector and forestry and mining and agriculture because we are dealing with a climate crisis. We are very committed to working with those sectors. And one of the areas is to say, you know, we have the mining tax credit that the Democrats have always fought for. Let's look at augmenting it so that we're going after the key strategic metals that are needed to actually help with this new economy, the fact that we're going to electric vehicles across North America. Northern Ontario has a huge place to play, and the Democrats are saying, let's make sure that our economy in the North is tooled for the sustainability agenda and not just the old 20th century model.